got food in your house. Food at your house. Go to your house. You got a mind blender. Let's go to your house. You got a Murad needle. Let's go to your house. You got a Murad needle. Let's go to your house. You got a good flock stereo. Let's go to your house.
Tell you a little story about this young man to my right. His name is Blake Mills. He's a good friend of mine. And then since he was a squirt, he's not a squirt anymore. Let me tell you something that he did. That he did to me. I was in my living room in cloudy and gray Manchester, and I was writing Blake because I'm on my way to Los Angeles. I said, "Hey, Blake, you've got my bike, right?" He's like, I said, "Because I'm coming into town and I'm not bringing a car, so I'm gonna do LA for a week on my bike. I'm so excited. It's a great bike, very sexy bike, very fast, very efficient bike, KHS 700, something like that." And he writes back, "I'm so excited that you're coming. Sold your bike for parts. Got a really cool Razor scooter. You're welcome to it, but I still have your pedal and your wheel. Have you any experience on a unicycle?" And I wrote back, "Tell me you're joking. Please tell me you're joking." And he didn't write back. And then I said, "I am not sure if you're kidding. Please tell me if you're joking." And he writes back about 3 hours later, "What?" So I write back. I'm thinking, okay, hold your composure. Hold your composure. All right. "Blake, I told you that you were supposed to just hold on to this bike for me. I didn't tell you it's not yours. You can sell it. And I'm going to be in LA for 2 months, and that was going to be my transportation. I have a transportation conundrum, and I don't know what to do, and I'm quite dismayed. You poop." Right? I really did lose my
entire train.
I did. And then he writes back, "God, don't people have jokes in Manchester?" And I said, yeah, we got jokes in Manchester. We also have wankers. So the next day, he writes me again. I think it was the next day. It was not the same day. Well, it could have been the same day for him, next day for me. He writes back, Jess, I've got the worst news. I have got the worst news. Oh, first of all, I'm so relieved that he hasn't sold my bike. I'm like, yes, that's such great news. Jess, I've got the worst news.
The worst news.
The worst news. I've got the worst news. All of our bikes have been stolen out of the backyard. All of our bikes have been stolen out of the backyard. All of our bikes. And I'm like, yeah, right. Our bikes have not been stolen out of the backyard. You know, and of course I don't believe him. And of course they were stolen out of the backyard. But only after he told me that he sold my bike. So I didn't believe him for about 2 days while I was here until I went to his house to find out that my bike is not there, along with his bike that is not there. So after this show, I'm gonna go and knock on everybody's door and see if his bike is in somebody's garage to cover up the fact that he did sell my bike. For but he gave me a skateboard instead. I know. I'm looking for a KHS-700 black streamlined road bike. One of you motherfuckers got it. I'm looking for it. Anyway, another old song for you.